Calling to Consciousness, exploring spiritual journeys to find answers in uncertainty.
What is up, you conscious monkeys? Welcome back to another episode of Traveling to Consciousness. As always, I'm your host, Clayton Kateri. Today's episode is supposed to be a little bit of a short one. We'll see how it goes because I have some stuff to do. It's kind of crazy. All this stuff has been popping up recently. But speaking of stuff popping up, let's talk about the solar eclipse that is happening, well, within the next 2 hours, depending on where you live. And why am I blanking? I'm blanking right now. Oh, because let's talk about it and what it's been going on. Because I know there's been a lot of theories, a lot of conspiracy theories, all this type of stuff. And I just want to weigh in, give you my opinion, and let you know that there's not as much as you may think to worry about. But there's a reason you might be worrying. So what's happening? The moon is essentially going to be perfectly aligned with the sun, which creates a completely different energetic imprint, if you will, on Earth. That's just physics, if you will. So what happens is, you know, whenever there's the full moon, it's basically in alignment with, or when there's the new moon, it's basically in alignment with the sun. And so as it goes around, and just based off of space physics, the curvature, the way that the moon moves through space, it will be in front of the sun, completely blocking out 99.99% of it. Of course, there's a little bit of solar flares that you might be able to see if you're in the direct path of it. But what does this mean? This means that it's actually a very highly energized time on Earth. It is a different quantum, if you will. I know that word gets thrown around a lot, but the energetic field on Earth shifts whenever the moon is blocking out the sun. And what happens with this, because of that different energy, the dark forces on this Earth want to take advantage of it. You may have seen articles about how CERN is going to be spinning up during it. You may have heard about how NASA is shooting a rocket at the moon during it. Like, why? But all of this is a multitude of things. Number one, fear. They want to create fear in the populace, because if they can amplify that fear using the solar eclipse, then it gives them more power. They do this with stress energies as well. So you may have noticed, if you've been paying attention, that the people being stressed in your life may have increased over the last couple of days, and they'll probably still be stressed tomorrow as well. So just hang in there, and it'll start to die down the day after. This is mostly programming, has a little bit to do with the alignment of different planets and the moon as well, interacting with it. Yeah, I know this isn't a very in-depth podcast, but I just kind of wanted to hop in here, comment like, hey, I know the solar eclipse is happening, and to let you know that the energies you may be experiencing aren't permanent. And if you feel like there's been a lot more stress energies in the last couple of days, you're not alone. That's by design. Keep enjoying. Use this as a time to just keep enjoying, keep enjoying, keep enjoying. Have fun, smile, laugh at it, if you will. And I don't know. That might be it today. I know this wasn't really like a crazy huge breakdown. I'm actually going to be releasing a very, very powerful podcast on Thursday. So look out for that. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll probably figure out what it might be about, but it's actually going to be a very powerful podcast on Thursday. I'm very excited for that one. So yeah, just keep enjoying, and go enjoy the solar eclipse. Go check it out if you're within any of the coverage of it. And I feel a little scattered. You may notice that I do sound a little scattered. I feel a little scattered. And that's probably because of different stress atoms popping up. Different people in my life causing stress in different ways. But it's not them. It's the energies that are playing on them. So always keep that in mind as well. That's probably good indigo knowledge there. Is keep in mind that it's not the person. It's the energies that are influencing them. I know that might be a little bit difficult one to swallow, but feel into that. Feel into that a little bit. All right. I don't have too much more to say. I have to go prepare for a yagya, a little fire ritual of my own, to help bring peace to Earth, as always. And with that being said, I appreciate all of you guys. Feel free to come join one of these yagyas. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. If you have my number, shoot me a text message, and we can do that. Do that. Sorry, I'm blanking, guys. A lot of energy is going on right now, so if I sound a little flustered and a little bit more enticed than earlier, I already said that. Okay, well, let's do this. Let's put the conversation on hold, and we can start talking whenever we see each other in the sixth dimension.